This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As you guys come together on the field for OTAs, going back to last week for just a second here, how much of an impression did that leave, and do maybe you as a group of players have a bit of a different perspective as you get back to the business?
I mean, absolutely. I think our team and our organization, you know, handled that with the community in heart and in mind. So for us to kind of do that again, I was proud of our turnout. We had a guy, Stephon Diggs, who really hadn't been here up until this point for OTAs, fly in just for that day and then fly out, because it meant that much to him. So in terms of guys showing up and doing what was right, it was very good to see. And again, it's not just one thing that we're going to do and forget. We got to continue to bring them up and keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and understand that it's going to take time to get through it.
So Josh, what are your thoughts on your position coach, Coach Brady?
I love Joe. He brings a lot of juice. He's been great in meetings so far. He's got a lot of knowledge of the game. He's been in a lot of different places with some really good quarterbacks. So to have somebody in the room that's been there and done that, it's awesome. He loves The Office, which, again, we're able to kind of relay some jokes off each other. And it's just such a good vibe. We've got a really good quarterback room, top down. We got Mark Lubick in there as well. And then, you know, bringing in Case and bringing back Matt. It's very good vibe in there, and we got our scramble team tomorrow in a golf tournament. Me, Matt, Case, and then Tommy Sweeney. He's an honorary quarterback. I think he's an honorary everything, Tommy. So we're excited to get out there tomorrow.
How has that changed your dynamic with him? What's that adjustment been like?
Yeah, it's been different, and the last 3 years I've had him in the meeting rooms every day. And it's going to take time. Like, even today, I was just like, hey, I want you talking to me in the headset and just let me hear in your voice. And because that's going to be a little bit of an adjustment and a curve. And when you talk into a microphone, it sounds a little different, and some words become different words, and you got to decipher what that means. And so even that, we can find a way to get better. And, but in terms of what he's doing, how he communicates with the guys, getting on guys and lighting some fires, it's been good to see. He's played quarterback. He understands what it's like when we're back there. So to have that open relationship and the rapport with him, and then for him to understand what we're seeing at the same time and not just expecting us to do something that, he hasn't or he wouldn't do, I think is the main, the most important thing. And he's been doing a really good job with it.
Along those lines, in terms of adjustment, as opposed to maybe adjusting to someone completely different from the outside as your new offensive coordinator, how much carryover in terms of the relationship that you've built with Ken plays into whatever adjustment there is with him?
No, huge amount, huge amount. And like I said, to have him, I've been in the room with him the last 3 years, and, he knows my likes and my dislikes, just by being in the room with me, and I know his, and for him to step up, and like I said, when we first got him to be the offensive coordinator here, I couldn't be happier. Just knowing that the verbiage, the terminology, the competitive spirit that he and I share, it's a very, very good fit, and I'm excited for him to call some live plays for us.
Understanding that these are voluntary workouts in May, we still got a long way to go. What are like some of the little things you're working on, little tweaks that you want to make in this particular part of the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think, main thing is still limiting turnovers, limiting bad decisions. and then ball placement on some of the underneath routes, allowing our guys to get more yak. You know, last year I don't think we were very good in that department, so it's kind of on me to put the ball where it needs to be and allow our guys to utilize their legs and run after catch. So again, I think those are the two most important things, and still just trying to develop that relationship with Dorse and understand why he's calling certain things in certain situations, and that comes with live reps. So we'll continue to build on that as the days go.
Kind of along the lines of that, you talked about the continuity of having that relationship with Ken Dorsey already and, you know, building off of that. But what are some of the things that you've noticed that are maybe different? You know, you mentioned him calling plays and talking in the headset, but, like, what else have you noticed that are maybe some differences from the way Dave's did things?
Yeah, I mean, again, everybody's got their own style, their own flair, in terms of what they want to show, what they want to think, what they want the defense to think they're trying to call. But again, Dave's and Dorse, the one thing that they do share is an extreme competitive nature, and they get fired up in practice, and they start, you know, they start yapping a little bit to the defensive guys, and they want to, you know, they want to call their best stuff. So I'm excited for that. And again, it's going to be a learning process for him as well. You know, we're humans. We're not perfect. We're not expecting each other to be perfect. But as long as we're on the same page, which I think we are, and again, we'll continue to grow with it. You know, I think we'll be just fine.
Josh, I'm always guilty of asking some deep questions, so pardon me if I do so again. But when you committed yourself to become a quarterback, then, I mean, And the leadership is just not the leadership that's involved is that it comes from your position. How did you know that you had that capability to be able to do that, to be that person? And what's it like to have guys like Von Miller saying, this guy's the guy he's got, he's been around the league for quite some time. And to know that that leadership quality is respected by people around him.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some gratitude there when guys, especially of his caliber, start talking about you that way. But I think if you talk to anybody on the team, they'll tell you, like, I just try to be myself. That's it. I don't try to change who I am, no matter who's around me. You know, I like joking. I like having a fun time. But when the pads get on, I mean business, and I want to do everything I can do to help this team win football games. And when guys can see that from their quarterback, I think that kind of carries over. I'm as selfless as possible. You know, if we run it 40 times a game, if we throw it 40 times a game, if we win the game, I'm still going to be critical of myself after the game and try to find ways that I can be better. And again, I think that's the job of the quarterback. You help win games no matter which way you can. And
That's part of it. You have to be loose sometimes. You just can't. You have to be yourself a lot of times. But the looseness and having the confidence to go down Jefferson Street and speak to people and interact with people. I mean, where does that come from? Where does that innate ability come from? It's just something that you seem to have.
Don't laugh when I say this, but my dad used to interview me on the way to, preschool, kindergarten, first grade, every day he would drive us to work or drive us to school, and he would sit there and he'd ask questions like he was interviewing us on the side of a field and post-game interviews and stuff like that. So I don't know, I had a lot of practice of that growing up, and just had a lot of good people in my life that have kind of shown me the ropes on how to be yourself and be true to you. And I think that's, again, being a leader, I think the number one quality is self-knowledge and knowing who you are. If you know who you are, or if you don't know who you are, I don't think you can lead a group of men. So knowing who you are first, and then guys will follow.
Josh, you've had Cole here for 3 years. We talked so much over the years about developing that rapport and where that was at the end of those 3 years. How does that slot receiver room look for you right now with Isaiah and Jameson? What work with their team?
Well, to that point, you know, Isaiah's been here for 4 years. He's been awesome in terms of wanting to learn the little nuances of the game. I think adding JC is going to be very big for us. You know, just seeing some of the things that he can do, things that he brings to the table, the knowledge that he has helping Isaiah out. So it'll be fun to see those guys on the field. And I'm not sure, you know, how it's going to be packaged, who's going to be on the field at all times, or what case that is, and I guess time will tell. But, you know, we've got a lot of guys with a lot of different abilities, and we'll try to utilize their strengths to the best that we can.
Mikey, picking up where you left off, what are your impressions on Gabe Davis?
Again, you guys have seen everything about him this offseason. The dude just works. He just works hard. He's a great dude, selfless. He'll run the for the love of the game routes, you know, where he knows he's not getting the ball, but he's attracting a safety and allowing someone else to get open. And, you know, when the play's there to be made, he usually makes them. And that's in turn for his hard work and his resiliency of kind of his first 2 years in the league. And the dude just continues to make some plays, and love the guy to death.
You mentioned earlier the quarterback room and having Matt Barkley back. I know you guys are close. What's that meant for you, and what has he meant for you in your career in terms of, you know, assisting you off the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think the continuity in a quarterback room is very important to how guys play, and guys that you can trust and feed different ideas off of, guys that have been around the league and in different systems and know different concepts. It's very helpful. It's very impactful for a game. And then off the field, like I said, just being able to go play golf with the two guys in your room and being able to SDS, you know. It's fun. You know, it's a good feeling. And, you know, the two guys that we got in the room are great vets, and they're great people at the end of the day.
You mentioned golf. Thoughts? I don't know if we'll hear from you before the big match. What are your thoughts heading into it? We saw a little fun between you and Brady the other day.
Yeah. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous. You know, who knows? I don't know if I'll be the best golfer there. I hope to be, but I'll be the best trash talker. I guarantee that. When we're on the course, you know, there's some things I'll have to tone down and try not to cross the line between two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time and guys that I've grown up watching. But I got to get in their head somehow. So we'll see. We'll see what we can do.
That's a big talking point, is the outfit. Do you have that picked out too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got some good Nike gear. They've hooked me up pretty good. We got some custom cleats. I think Bill's Mafia is going to like the bag that I'm throwing on my cart, so it'll be fun.
Is it different being nervous in something like this because it's not your summer as opposed to going into an AFC championship?
Absolutely. It's a whole different racket. Like, when you're on the first tee, and I've played in a couple of these tournaments now where there's people, and you get up and you're shaking uncontrollably, and you got to figure out, and you usually start swinging a little faster when there's people involved, and that's when the slices come. But you know, hopefully my experience in playing in some of those can help. But again, I haven't played in something where it's going to be nationally televised with an earpiece in my ear and hearing those guys talk and understand that there's going to be a lot of people watching. So it'll be a learning adjustment. Those guys are older, and they've been in a couple of these, so they've got the experience in that and the hand up in that. But you know, me and Pat, we got the youth on our side.
Yeah, how much have you talked to Pat?
I talked to him quite a bit, actually, and I don't think he's going to be weird at all. You know, we get along extremely well outside of football. We got a lot of respect for each other inside of football and on the field. But I think that me and Pat will have a better rapport than those other two guys that have been, you know, fighting and clawing against each other for the last, you know, 18 years, where me and Pat are just starting to go at it. So I think the relationship is in a better spot than theirs is, and we'll be happy to see each other's putts go in, where I don't think the other guys are going to be happy when the other guy makes a putt. You know, they're going to be the one that wants to make it. So, you know, it'll be very fun. Again, I'm extremely excited for the opportunity for that.
Was it difficult at all seeing over Tommy on the interior?
Yeah, it's weird to see that big of a dude on the inside, but guys step up. And again, Tommy was great for us last year. Just in terms of the rookie presence and knowing what he was supposed to know, you know, him catching a touchdown in the divisional round, the wild card round or against the Patriots, he caught the touchdown, and he's a great presence. And again, the dude's smart. He does his job, and when guys go down, people step up, and he's been stepping up.
Prepare your trash talk for the match, or does it just come to you in the moment?
You can only prepare so much, I think. There's certain situations that arise where I think you got to be quick on your feet and a little witty, and I think I've had a lot of experience with that. So, yeah, I just got to be careful. I got to be careful what I say.
Speaking of big guys, Jordan Phillips got it down in the basketball.
Who's that?
what is it like seeing him back on the front line? What does he add to that?
Well, I'm going to love it when the season starts. I'm going to hate it right now and in training camp because, again, he's a big old dude. He's over there laying down right now listening, hoping I say something nice about him, acting like he doesn't care. He cares. Yeah. No, again, I'm going to hate him for these next couple weeks. I'm going to hate him in training camp. But when we start going against some other guys, I'm going to be sure glad that he's on our team. Love you, Phil.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.